Good afternoon, Roxanne. Welcome back to the Sideline View.
Thanks, Damien. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, it certainly is, but it seems like it's been 3 years.
I know. Everything feels like 3 years at the moment. 3 weeks is like a whole decade gone out the window, but that's the way of the times at the moment, so...
The last time I spoke to you, it's obviously not 3 years ago, but the last time I spoke to you, you were on the eve of the Amazing Race, your fundraiser weekend out there.
Yes.
I believe that was a success.
It was an absolute hoot. Everybody had a ball. It wasn't as big as it could have been, but we had loads of entries and got some fantastic footage out of it. Our media person made up a bit of a home movie of people going around the different sites and doing all the challenges, and everyone had an absolute ball. So, yeah, it went off really well. We're really pleased with it. So hopefully it will become an annual event if we can get past COVID and get more involved.
When I look back at that time, it's only a few months ago, Roxanne, you were extremely, extremely lucky to be even able to do that, really.
Yeah, definitely. We just happened to catch it in the right window. We've since then also had a trivia night organised, which hasn't been cancelled, it's been postponed.
Yep.
And we got to the Thursday night, it was supposed to happen on the Friday night, and then they locked us down, so that went on hold. But fortunately for us, there was nothing that couldn't be held off. So it's not been cancelled, it's just been postponed, and we'll have a little shindig at the end. Hopefully things will open up and we'll be able to sell even more tickets, because it sold out in the first week.
Yeah, it would. Without talking about COVID, but we will, they're talking November 25th for the vaccination rates to be at the level they want them to be at. Let's hope that 2022 is a completely different outlook.
Well, you can only hope. I mean, to be fair, soccer itself, as much as it creates an awful lot of work for the administration with soccer and with the coaches, just trying to keep everyone safe and compliant, it hasn't hurt us as far as numbers go. Our numbers are continually growing. We've got kids out there doing stuff. These New South Wales border restrictions are a bit of a hassle for us because we do have New South Wales kids playing. But it certainly hasn't brought us to a standstill, which is fantastic. So we're still seeing that sea of gold out there every week with all our kids in their orange tops. And it's fantastic to see them out there. And they're loving it just because they are locked down so hard. So it's one sport that can continue to play despite all the work that it puts in the background, but we'll do it for the kids because it's great seeing them out there.
So just to bring people up, even though this was on last week's program, bring people up to speed, Football Federation St. Rangers still go ahead this weekend?
At this stage, depending on what gets announced in the next 24 hours, but yep, we're just running it as we normally would. There's a lot of restrictions in. We can't have spectators. Everyone's got a QR code going in.
Yeah.
Social distancing. Everyone's got to wear their masks. We've got to stick to all the rules. But yes, soccer's still going ahead and going ahead with great guns. So.
Well, you're about the only sport in St. Rangers left playing at the moment, Roxanne. That's sad in a lot of ways, isn't it, really?
It is sad. I mean, I do feel, I mean, we're lucky that we've got good people behind us that make this happen. That's not always the case, and we're very fortunate that we don't rely on gate taking to keep the financial side of it going.
Yeah.
So that's probably why we can keep going the way we're going, and we're outside as well, so we've got a big space. So indoor sports are shot. Football's struggling. I mean, I know they're trying their hardest. I'm in regional Victoria at the moment, and there's, because of the lockdowns, their football's pretty much had it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's sad for the other sports. Great for us in some ways, but at least we're out there doing our thing. But, yeah, I do feel for the other sports.
With your new amenities, the new club rooms and what you're trying to do out at Nicholls Point, where are you up to with that, Roxanne? Have you made any more progress since the Amazing Race?
Do you know what? We are really proud of the fact that despite COVID, we're so close we can almost smell the dirt being dug.
Really?
Yeah. Between the different community groups and sporting groups that are raising money for this, we're probably 80 to 90% there as far as the money goes on what we have to raise.
Yeah.
Council have been incredible. They've been really supportive throughout this whole process. We've spoken to Ali Cupper. She's 100% behind us. So she had another project at Murrayville, which she supported and did a fantastic job getting that across the line.
She did.
She's now got us as her next priority. I mean, everyone's a priority to Ali, we know that, but We're next in line. We've been patiently waiting behind a few others, so we're now on her agenda to get her support. So, yeah, it's looking fantastic. So, watch this space, basically.
I'll be blunt with you here. How the hell have you done that during COVID 18 months?
With the support of some fantastic members of our club, some fantastic committee people in our club, Nicholls Point Soccer Club have been incredible. They've still managed to raise things. Their season wasn't interrupted as much being over summer.
Yeah.
But they've done an incredible job. We've just got really good people behind us and a really good community. So, yeah, it's been phenomenal. We have been squirreling, I have to say. we're robbing Peter to pay Paul in some ways, but any sort of club expenses, we're looking at other sources of funding to pay for that so that all our funds can go straight into the pavilion. It's just been, it's been a lot of work and a lot of a little bit of a creative accounting, I suppose, to just try and pay the right people. Everyone, we've got to keep paying our bills, obviously. But if we can find funding to keep the club afloat while we get this pavilion built, it's looking really good. So we can only hope. It'd be so nice to have that building there. It's going to be fantastic for the whole community.
It will be, Rob. It's an amazing effort that you've come this far in the climate we've been in. And Nicholls Point Soccer Club itself, you've had some fairly solid success throughout the grades on the ground this year.
We've got a couple of our junior teams that are in line for the grand final.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal. Some of our kids are doing personal bests, have been down and done the development stuff down in Melbourne. They're represented the state. They're doing Sunraysia stuff as well. So, like, the kids are just amazing. It's incredible to watch, and we're so blessed. We've got some really good coaches. Some of these coaches are just going above and beyond, out of their own pocket, out of their own time, and really getting these kids across the line. Our under 11 and 12 girls went to Bendigo in March.
Yep.
And came back with the medal. They came back with their group, so they won that. And these kids, some of them had only been playing 12 months. So it was incredible. They're really embracing it. So it's great to see. It gives everyone a bit of a pump up, and all the other teams cheer them on. And some of these kids are setting new records. We've got one little kid that's a fantastic striker, and he's making records of the most goals kicked by one person in a season. So, they're doing fantastic as individuals as well as teams. So, it's really good to see.
I do notice when I do a bit of research on Football Federation Sunraysia that in a lot of times that you go away, you send teams away to represent the area, they always seem to be very, very successful. And they're almost punching above their weight.
Yeah, definitely. That they're rising up to the challenge. Because it's a completely different game when you go away from the local area. I wouldn't say we tend to be soft, but we don't play as aggressively as a lot of the metro teams.
Yep.
We don't encourage our kids to take anyone out, but we don't believe that's a fair way of playing. So they go down there and they're getting cleaned up by kids that are a lot bigger and a lot older and a lot more experienced. But they just rise to the challenge. They say, well, hang on a minute, I'm not having that. And they'll get out there and they'll play as hard as they can play to make sure that they are competitive. And it's incredible to watch them, because that's not how we do it. Well, traditionally, that's not how our club does it.
No.
Sunraysia. We encourage good sportsmanship and to play fairly, win on merit, not on madness. But they step up to that and don't get intimidated. And, they're amazing. They're definitely worth the investment. Our coaches pay for a lot of that out of their own pocket. Going away, it costs a fortune by the time you look at accommodation and travel and everything else.
Absolutely.
We aim to support anybody, any of the kids that want to go. We try and find ways of helping them if they can't go, if their families can't go away with them or whatever the reason might be. But we'll try our best to find other ways to make sure they're included. And they just embrace it and they run with it. So, they're great to watch.
Roxanne, even though it's been a pretty crazy, that's probably the understatement of the last 18 months, it's been a very mad 18 months, you should be proud of the work you've done out at Nicholls Point, and may the rest of the season bring you some success, and let's hope you get them new rooms built out there not too far into 2022.
Believe you me, you'll be hearing the champagne popping from where you are when that pavilion gets approved. I can guarantee you that, and we'll be having one humdinger of a grand opening when it does. So
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Roxanne, it's been great to catch up with you again. I will catch up with you again before the end of the season and touch base. And yeah, I think what you have done is magnificent. So just sit back now and buckle up and enjoy the ride and enjoy the opening of the new rooms when they do come to fruition.
Yeah, well, we're not sitting on our laurels yet. There's plenty of work ahead. There's no downing tools just yet. Even when the season's finished, there's still plenty to be done, but the community and the kids are worth it, so quite happy to step up.
No worries, Roxanne. You take care. We'll speak again soon.
All right. Thanks, Damien.